With the headlines at 11:30, I'm Jason Rossum. Good morning. Gordon Brown has been defending yesterday's budget. He's been meeting and answering questions from young people in North London this morning. He says the budget will help them during the recession. Opposition parties are casting doubt over the government's predictions for future economic growth and questioning whether it'll be possible to borrow enough money to meet the commitments set out. The man heading an inquiry into MPs' expenses is warning his committee could oppose Gordon Brown's reform plans. In a surprise move on Tuesday, the Prime Minister unveiled a raft of interim proposals to change the system on the website YouTube. But he's failed to get the agreement of the opposition leaders ahead of a vote in the Commons next week. Now, the privacy watchdog has rejected a complaint against Google's Street View. The Information Commissioner says the service, which allows users to scroll along London streets, does not breach the Data Protection Act. And the chairman of ITV, Michael Grade, has announced he's to give up running the broadcaster. Mr. Grade will stay as a non-executive chairman and a new chief executive will be chosen. Time for London's weather now. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
Well, two more days of summer-like weather today and tomorrow with hazy sunshine and temperatures at around 20 or 21 degrees in the capital. Light breeze blowing from the south too. There looks like there will be some rain on Saturday morning, clearing through fairly quickly. There should be some sunshine on and off throughout the day and it will cool things off nicely for the marathon runners, of course, staying rather unsettled into the new week though.
Those are the headlines. Jules Lang has the travel.
Thanks very much, Jason. Well, we've got still the M1 closed off with a serious accident.